Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sum of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, baby girl. I'm like, what's my name today? What's my name?
I keep thinking I'll call it by the wrong show.
So far, since we changed the name, so far it's just been plugged right in. And, yeah, the only time that it kind of cross-references is at the end when I give out the email, because why change the email? This email is easier, LOA blends.
Right.
You know, and we can explain the origins of that if people are curious. It's just a much easier email, you know.
Yeah.
And our initials are in there anyway. You know,
true.
Liz O. Alisa. There you go. So that's a good enough explanation. You know, it's very interesting too how we naturally and concurrently, Anna did too, even though for so much of the time we haven't been in that close touch, and she hasn't really been on the air, except it was so great when she was on the air with us last Thursday. But concurrently, I think the three of us didn't really want to have such a literal affiliation / association, or I better put, identification of this show with Law of Attraction. I think it just wasn't anything that we consciously thought of, but we just kind of felt, you know, this is where we are now.
Right.
And I thought, well, what better fit than to take a platform that already exists, because you've been the Sum of You for, I would say, what, a good 10 years now?
Yeah.
So how perfect. And I love that it's such an inclusive name to incorporate what we do, to reference your numerology, but really it's the sum of you know, an audience member, a listener reaching out to us, and we summarize what's going on using different techniques, modalities, impressions, you know, just conversation. And if people aren't calling in for conversation and a reading and a message or any combination thereof, we're summarizing about whatever we're going to summarize about. You know, so sum is the totality, but it's also summarizing, sort of, you know, identifying what's been going on. So I feel that it's such a great fit. And I think once I explained it to you, you know, you are so sweet, that it wasn't to any exclusion of what I have to offer, but that I felt so included that I didn't feel like anything was being taken away. I felt like we can just expand what you've had all along. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you haven't slipped once. Yeah. With the, and I don't even know how long it's been. It's been a couple of months, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, we did a name change January 1st,
There you go, of course. That makes us, we'll always remember January 1st, right. Yeah, so for a couple months, yeah. So we have not.
But I always kind of catch myself right before I have to look at, because I'm looking at the screen, and I'm like, let me make sure I'm saying the right show, because, you know, it's been habit, so to change it up a little bit.
Well, you did for 6 years. You're saying this, welcome to the LOA blend for 6 years. We're going into our mm-hmm. seventh year. Mm-hmm. You know, the Sum of You show. It's an honest mistake. Sometimes I will think a caller is a different caller and catch myself.
But, you know, there is a similar energy, and sometimes it is the same name. That, like, we had a call from, we have our usual calls every so often from our friend Mike, who was from Michigan, and then he moved to California, then he was in Arizona for a moment, then he was in California.
Right.
And then there's another guy who called in who was Mike, and he kind of had the same vibe.
I thought it was him.
But he was,
right.
yeah. And then I'm like, oh, wait. Because I have access to at least the phone numbers. I see the switchboard.
Yeah.
But I can never remember. You know, it's just, it's one of those phone numbers that the area code, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't know who that's from. But I assume it tends to be from, you know, East Coast, because it's early in the morning. So when we get people who are out west and they're up early,
real early.
I'm like, oh, I'm like
5:30
right.
in the morning, or 5:30 in the morning, 6:00 a.m. early.
Yeah, that's early to be calling on the show. You know, that's
calling on this hot mess, right?
Whew. So, it was interesting. So, you know, we get it sometimes energetically. The callers will have that similar vibration,
right?
And so that's what we're picking up on. I mean, that's what you would definitely pick up on. I get to see a little bit more information, so I can make
yeah,
a little bit of a distinction.
Right.
But you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds sound. I'm like, I don't know. So it's, another honest
but also, too,
honest
with the
reaction.
Two of us, yes, absolutely honest reaction, but also with the two of us, I might remember something energetically,
mm-hmm.
but then I always have to double-check with you. You know, am I getting mm-hmm. this right? And usually you confirm it, but every once in a while I get the wires crossed and I'm thinking it's a different caller, but it might be that it's a similar circumstance.
Yeah, and that is usually what ends up being the case.
Right.
But you know, there have been times when I have not been on the show for travel purposes. So there are people who have called in that you will be very familiar with, and I'm like, I have never heard this caller before. Like, I've never talked to this caller before in my life. And
right.
I'm like, okay, I'll just listen. You know, I'll just pick up
on
what's happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're going to the rings of Saturn, there are things that we need to do while we're here.
Right.
When you go away for a little time. And then you know, it's like, and you come back and it's like, boom, you're right back. So it's all good. Yeah, and I'm sure when you and your parents do go away, because it's been delayed due to your mother's recovery from the shoulder surgery,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's going to be a longer cruise.
Hmm.
We'll see. It might be the world tour. We'll see how long we don't have you. Yeah, it'll be more than 2 weeks.
Well, what's interesting is I actually do need to call. I've been playing phone tag. I've been talking to my dad in order to try to talk to my mom. But every time I've called, she's out under her medication, or she just, you know, fell asleep. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just wait. But then I got a call Sunday from one of my this is my friend who lives in Texas, and we finally had a chance to follow up and really talk. I think I was about to have dinner or something like that. So she and her partner are getting married.
Oh,
and,
nice! Did you know that?
Yeah. I knew that was definitely, they've been together for 4 years. And I knew that's something that she has talked about, and I know that they've talked about it too. But I didn't know when, and I was expecting, my friend's a Leo. I was expecting some kind of, you know, crazy, romantic story about the proposal, but it was like, no, we were just talking about it and thought, you know, we should probably do this. It's such a different vibe. I mean, I've known her since she was in college. She's how many years younger? Like maybe she's maybe 7 years younger than I am.
Uh-huh.
But I've known her, and she didn't go to the same school. We were in the same fraternity, the service fraternity. So I've known her, and she has such a different way of expressing herself. Like it usually catches me off guard. Some of the things that she comes up with, it's very thoughtful. But so not to say that this wasn't thoughtful, but it was expressed very differently.
Uh-huh.
But very matter of factly, you know, they've already established a life together. They live together. She owns a home, so they've been doing their thing. And so there wasn't like this wonderful got down on the knee type of, you know, had a setting or anything like that. It was just, they were just talking about it. They had been talking about it over the holidays. And they just decided, why don't we just go ahead and, you know, let's pick a place and pick a time and see what we could do. So they are getting married in Puerto Rico.
Oh, hello.
Which is not where either of them are from.
Who cares?
Yeah. No,
that's great.
And it'll be in October. So that she called me. She said,
do you need a date?
You know, no. You want to go with me?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I would love that.
I know, girl. I'm not kidding.
October.
I got a friend who lives in
Taiwan. October.
I got a friend who has an apartment in San Juan and access to like a cottage in Vieques. I'm just saying.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm looking
ding,
at.
Ding dong, ding ding dong, ding ding.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing,
girl.
We,
oh my God, I look how obnoxious I am. I'm inviting myself. I'm like unapologetically. I'm not even fronting. Well, if you should want, like Jane Austen. Oh, perhaps if you should want me to accompany you on your voyage. I'm like, so you want a date? I'll be your wingman. Girl.
Awesome.
Okay, let me just let you finish telling this story. I'm being so rude.
No, well, I'm excited. Obviously,
no, that's great.
And part of it is that because it's not one of those, oh, well, you know, just, you know, you can just invite any old person to come along, because I have a lot of friends, but that's a commitment to, you know, get a flight to Puerto Rico. You know, I'm looking at doing the old Airbnb thing, just seeing what's available, because where they're having their wedding is at like this resort in Rio Grande.
You're like, I ain't paying that.
And, I'm just kidding. Well, even my friend was saying, she said, you don't, she said, we didn't block off any rooms because there's not a lot of flexibility. If you decide to get a block of rooms, they can't say, oh, well, we're going to have so many double beds or so many king-size
beds.
Yeah,
too much. Yeah.
So she said, and we kind of want to leave it up to people because there are plenty of other places around.
Right.
That may be a little cheaper, you know. I mean, the wedding itself will be there.
The venue.
And we have, you know, yeah, the venue is
right
there. And it's going to be like at, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. So people have time afterwards to enjoy whatever they want to do, if they want to come in a little early. So it's, you know, they've thought it out as much as they could.
That's great.
So I'm excited.
Oh.
I was looking. I was like,
oh,
okay, well, yeah.
I just worked my way into that.
I was also thinking about, you know, just going, because, like, I mean, I'm not dating anybody now. Don't know if I will, and don't know. Just don't know. But
you
I
might
know
end up dating somebody by the time you're done. You don't know.
Maybe. So, but like I said, it's one of those trips. I mean, any trip I've ever taken in the past, like with somebody I've been dating, it's you know, that's been like the test. You know, either you travel well,
right.
Or it's fine until you get home, and then you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's crazy. So, as a result, like, I tend to not, like, if I go to weddings. I'm like, I'm totally fine going by myself.
I'm fine going by myself for everything. Trust me.
Yeah, no pressure.
Good.
I mean, well, yeah. That's, and then that's been really from early on, just because I never felt that need, like, oh,
right.
Who are you taking to prom, or
no.
You know, what you know, prom wasn't exactly an issue. It was just more of, you know, these aren't. It's not like, you know, I'm dating this person, so no big deal. But it doesn't make it. It seems like there's so much pressure to, like, oh, I gotta get a date, and I'm like, no,
well,
I'm here for them. Like,
well,
I'm here to see them.
Well, I could be rent a date. Just saying.
Rent a date. Well, I'm. I'm totally cool with that. One, because I think it would be hilarious to be on a trip with you.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
Oh please.
Yeah.
I would have to really just. You'd have to put you know, I'd have to let you put your hand over my mouth so I don't get, like, all loud. This is Puerto Rico. Hello. It's Puerto Rico. You know.
I've been to Puerto Rico once.
You got
to
keep me on a low simmer because it's Puerto Rico. Oh my God. And believe it or not, I have never been. I've been to many countries in Latin America, but I have never been to the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. I have never been. And I but I love the culture, I love the food, I love the people. I feel such an affinity. I think growing up in New York, it's interesting because a lot of people associate the, especially in this country, the population of Mexican Americans, of that sort of being the mainstay. But growing up in New York early on, I mean, what do you think about West Side Story? Hello, it came from that.
right.
It was so heavily influenced by the Puerto Rican community, and it wasn't until I lived in L.A. for a couple of years in the early 90s that I'm like, oh my God, there are no Puerto Ricans, but I'm loving these Mexicans. I'm good. Okay, all right. That's what they have. We have Puerto Rican. And then when I moved back to New York, in I guess it was early to mid 90s, I'm like, oh, they're here now too. Okay, cool. So. But it really wasn't in my early years. It was like Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, you know, and there's an affinity with being New Yorkian and all of that, that influence. So, yeah. Now, I really don't mean to be obnoxious. I'm just saying it's something we could talk about, you know. I'm just.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, I'm just putting
that
out there. Yeah.
I'm totally good with that. My chiropractor is from Puerto Rico.
Hello.
So I went and got adjusted yesterday. All of a sudden, I'm realizing I actually do know people who are from there. I went there once to visit, and it was for work. It was for a college admissions recruiting fair that wasn't part of my territory, but my boss, that was her territory. She couldn't make it, so she asked me to go. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go to Puerto Rico for you. Fine. But it was so short, you know,
it was a business trip too. It wasn't like you
could
teach.
It was a business trip.
Right.
Right. I mean, it was a business trip, but I made the most of it.
Oh, I
know
you
did. Like the overnight that I could do. And, you know, so I definitely walked around. And that was all I could do. All I could do was just walk around for a little bit. I hadn't rented a car. The cab took me directly to my hotel, which is where the fair was, so I didn't have to, but I walked around and thought I should really come back here at some point. But what I felt, and after I'd already gone to I'd visited Costa Rica at one point, I felt very like, this is like what I would have liked to have done more of. And, you know, so just to visit like San Juan or Old San Juan was nice, but there's also where this wedding is going to be held. It's close to a rainforest, a national rainforest. So it's on the beach, but it's within maybe 15 minutes to a national rainforest. So some of the places
I
was looking at.
Try to find out. Sorry. I wonder if it's near Vieques, because if you want to extend by a day or two, my girl does like an Airbnb little situation in in Vieques. So
I have no idea where that is, but
it's famous. It was occupied by the army, and lots of testing and all that stuff, and I believe that that was relinquished a few years ago. But it's famous. I think it's Vieques. You'll see if you Google it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how close things are to each other, but yeah, it might be close to where this is, because I think it's near rainforest as well. That's why I'm mentioning it.
Well, the rainforest is pretty huge, so
right.
Depending on what side, what part of the rainforest,
right.
Rio Grande is north of the rainforest, so that makes it on the coast. But you look on that map of Puerto Rico, and it's like, yeah, boom, this big old rainforest. So, I was also looking at Airbnbs. Because that seemed to me to make more sense. I mean, I'm totally good with staying in like a rainforest type area and then driving, because you have to rent a car in Puerto Rico to really get around, because I don't think Uber is very well established, and everything I've been reading has been like, no, just get a car. Just rent a car, it's easier. If you need to do any bit of traveling. And
cool.
My friend was saying, she said, you know, there are resorts that were like really close to the airport, and she thought, why would I want to do that? I don't want to be close to the airport for people to do my wedding and all that stuff. She's like, no. So we were looking at places that were a little farther away, and not so close to overhead traffic as well as just regular traffic. So she said, so it's not like, you know, really, really close. I think I was asking about shuttles. Like, what about some hotels will have shuttles as close to the airport? And she said, no, we didn't pick a place that's close to the airport. I'm like, oh, okay, no big deal.
Right, so rent a car at the airport, and then you have options.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I've read has said, go ahead and to get anywhere, you really do need to get a car.
Right.
To do a little bit of sightseeing and to get out of the city, which they always recommend to get out of the city.
Right.
So I've just been excited about it.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. And again, listeners, don't think, oh my God, I never do this. If anything, I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I mean, I have seen you in Atlanta twice. Am I not the best visitor? I am so low maintenance.
No, she
I don't even stay in people's houses. That's how low maintenance I am. Like, I am so low maintenance. So this is very rare. I am 30% joking. 70% I'm not. But I'm 30% like it's a goof, like on the air right now. 30% joking. 70% I'm like, ooh, that could be so much fun.
Yeah.
And I know that we would travel well together.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, because we're both.
And then we get to eat some good food, you know.
Oh, girl, don't even get me started on that. Don't get me started on that food. I would turn you on to a whole bunch of stuff. Be like, no, you need to try that. Don't ask what it is. Just eat it.
No, I'll ask.
They pulled that
in the Philippines. I'm like,
No. We're not going to do nothing funky. No. Nothing funky. No. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's been the biggest thing. And I need to call my parents today just to see what he has been looking at, because I know.
Right, the timing.
The cruise. I don't think it was a cruise. It was just really a trip, because I don't think it wasn't necessarily a cruise.
Oh,
but,
you guys were going to fly to Iceland?
Well, because of the timing of what they want to see, a lot of the cruise ships don't go up there for that time
of
year.
Oh, okay.
So depending on the timing, I just was trying to find out, like, when was he looking? Because I don't think he's booked anything yet. So I'll ask him to just be a little more flexible. Because
Iceland and Puerto Rico. Okay, so I'm going to get a new co-host of the show. Because I'm this one with the traveling already. No, that's
stop.
Look, I'm already jumping on all your trips. I'm invading your family. I'm invading everything. Terrible. No, I'm so happy. And why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not? This is the time in your life, you know, before you end up meeting that girl with a couple of kids, because that's going to happen. I've been saying it for a good year now.
Oh, about a good year now.
I've been seeing when she least expects it, she's going to meet some lovely woman. And then I know it would be really funny. Let's say you're having dinner, you're getting to know each other, you have a sip of your carefully selected wine that you know everything about. And then she's like, oh, would you like to see a couple of pictures of my kids? And then we'll do a spit take, which means you can figure out what that means. She bet she can't even quite swallow the wine. Curse you, Liz. It's going to happen. So before you get on lockdown, enjoy the freedom to travel. Those of us have to live vicariously through you. I mean, I'm lucky if I can get away for like 5 days. Like, that's been sort of, it's going to be more, my youngest is getting older now, which is great. It could be longer, but if it's not family, you know, kids, whatever, then it's work. So it's hard just to really block out time. And then who's going to do the show if you and I both go? You know what I mean? Oh, we could do it together. Hello. Wherever we are.
Yeah, well, we'd have to do a we could plan it. I think probably the only day that would probably be affected would be a Sunday show.
That's all right.
So that's Atlantic time zone. So it's early. So we would be okay. We just wouldn't, you know. It is a different time zone, so it's earlier than Eastern.
It's a little earlier.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that from when I traveled, and also just from traveling out to those islands anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many time zones are we off? You know, because Brazil, we go down to Brazil and it sticks out so much. Like, wow, it's what time? Like, we lost time. I don't understand.
Had a lot of time zones. You did all those islands. In Latin America, you did all those Nordic countries. You did those countries, Iceland. You were in Holland too, right?
Yeah, we flew
Norway.
Out to,
I'm like, girl, just open up an IKEA store and keep it moving. My God, it goes everywhere. But how wonderful that you really have been a world traveler.
Yeah,
it's
really
beautiful.
Good.
It's beautiful. That's the one thing I wish I had the opportunity. I've done, you know, I'm happy I've done quite a bit of traveling, but not nearly as much as I would like. So I love my friends who are world travelers, and just to sort of live vicariously through them. I do have a friend who is of Scottish descent, but she was born in Uganda, and she has friends in Kenya, and it's my dream to go to Africa with my youngest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was over the other day, and I'm like, girl, hook it up. You know, like the next, because it's always great to, like, if she is having plans in the next 2 or 3 years to have a visit, you know, it would be good to line it up so that you're not really being a tourist. I love having that local component, if it's at all possible.
Right.
You know, you travel.
Well, yeah. As you were talking, I was just thinking about how my parents liked to travel as well, but it wasn't, they've never enjoyed traveling by air. I'm thinking just about my parents who picked up and moved from a different country and came here.
Right.
And decided, you know, we need to explore. Like, my dad has always enjoyed exploring the landscape. So we drove everywhere. I mean, we've already driven cross country at least twice since I was born. Probably they probably did it one more time.
Wow!
Before I was born.
From where to where?
From Charleston to the Grand Canyon.
Get out of here! That's crazy.
You know, from Charleston to Niagara Falls to, Grand Canyon. I saw pictures, and so I think Mom was pregnant with me. So technically, I guess I went with them, but I didn't see very much.
No, you didn't. You were carry-on.
So, yeah, right. I was with the extra baggage. So they always liked that, and even when we were growing up, we would just pack up the car and go camping, and we would just drive a couple hours somewhere else in the state and find a campground, and that was just their way of escaping for the weekend.
Right.
And I mean, for us, it was a big adventure, but we had to learn how to travel together. We had to learn to be in a car together.
Right.
And not easy with, little kids. But it was great training ground, because you had to be patient. You had to just accept that whatever you're going to see, you're going to see.
Right.
And it was fun. It was fun to take those back roads. And my dad did back roads. He didn't, I don't even know back then, how extensive the highway system was. So, you probably only could take back roads. And if you took the interstate, it wasn't like, these 4 or 5 lane crazy roads. It was, probably one or two that just didn't have any stoplights. So, that's the sort of stuff I remember seeing driving to Atlanta when we had relatives that finally moved away from Charleston into Atlanta. We would visit my grandmother and all of her relatives. And even driving into Atlanta had changed over the years, where there were 2-lane highways. That was the interstate for us, two-lane highway. And every year we'd go, there'd be more lanes added and more lanes added. So, yeah, I remember when it was much, much, much simpler, the city of Atlanta, and driving around. But it still took, everything seemed to take about the same amount of time, 45-minute drive to whatever. But we had to have that kind of patience, and we didn't stay in hotels. We camped or we stayed with relatives, and we always packed a bunch of food. So we weren't like trying the local flavor, unless it was like your relative's house, then you ate. But so we had a different way of doing things, and that's why it's fun to see them now, to see my parents now and how they travel, and what they will allow to be of comfort for them.
Right.
And part of it, as they say, is like because they were getting older, they just don't have time to. The energy to lug stuff around, and they don't want a lot of that. They want it easy.
Right.
And I said, I don't blame you. I don't blame
you. Listen, they earned it.
They totally did.
Yeah.
Totally.
Beautiful.
So to see these places, they didn't take a lot of like crazy chances in terms of like, let's go ride horses or let's do, it was, we're here. We're going to enjoy the view and, learn a little bit. They'll do a lot of the free stuff, but there's so much that is free. There's so much that
you don't have to have these
extensive, itineraries. It's just, you just show up.
Yeah. You don't want to work on vacation and to do that is so counterproductive.
Right.
And just to not plan. And there's so much that you can do, on your own, and then you're open for discovery. You're open to be spontaneous. It's like when I was in Atlanta, and I'm like, that sign says Chattanooga. Can we go? You're like, yeah, okay. And then we went to have lunch in Tennessee. I love that.
That's exactly like how my parents. Well, probably not as whimsical. They're like, well, we bought. My mom's like, I have sandwiches here. What?
we'll have a sandwich on the way to the barbecue spot in Chattanooga.
Right.
Have a snack in the car.
I've got this in a crock pot that's still hot, so we better eat
we got the crock pot that has the car charger.
Right.
I got a hot plate. Don't mind me. I'm just plucking the feathers off the chicken. I'm good.
Driving that far, like, you know, that wasn't very far. It was a couple hours, maybe not even 2 hours.
It was so much fun.
To Chattanooga. And so that would have been probably the distance we would go to find a campground
right
in the middle of South Carolina and, you know, plop down a tent. Or at that point, we had a little camper. So we would have a little tent, but then it would have been totally fine. We would have had a cooler of drinks and food. And that would have been our adventure. That would have been a weekend getaway.
That's nice.
And then, yeah. So that's the sort of stuff that we did as a family until I think my brothers got to an age where they didn't want to do, like, they had other stuff they wanted to do. So that kind of broke up that vibe. But honestly, everyone got busy. Those were very fond memories of just, you know, just, you never knew what the weekend was going to do. And now that I think about it, my parents obviously have continued that. But when I was finally out at school, I think right before I graduated high school, they would take off in September or October, they would take off and go to see the leaves change in the Blue Ridge Mountains. That was like, I had come home more than one occasion to a note from them, like on a Friday, come home after school, and there'll be a note saying, hey, we decided, you know, to go up to the mountains for the weekend. You know,
I love it.
We'll have, there's food, obviously there's going to be food in the house,
right?
But, you know, we'll be back Sunday. And I'm like, eh, okay.
All right. All right.
So they always enjoyed doing that kind of stuff.
That's beautiful.
I think my dad especially really liked to be like, you know,
let's just,
he loves nature. He really, I don't think it's hit me how much he enjoys nature. He's not like fanatic because he doesn't like to like cut grass. He doesn't like nature like that. But he likes botanical gardens and flowers and
that's so beautiful.
Landscape. He likes that kind of stuff. But you know, he claims he's allergic to grass, so we can't cut it.
Yes, he's such.
You know, I'm like, okay, Dad.
But you guys too. That is something I've always dreamed of seeing, to really get to see the Northern Lights.
Mm.
Oh my God, I mean, the photographs alone, I can't even imagine. It's like looking at a picture of the Grand Canyon. There's no comparison.
You have to be there.
So I can't even imagine how breathtaking. That is so exciting. I'm so excited for you guys for that. So
yeah.
It's wonderful to have great things to look forward to.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm in such appreciation of them.
Yes.
Because
they appreciate
that.
You. You know?
Yeah.
You're doing the logistics. You're making sure. It's another way of making it easier and less worrisome for your parents. I mean, they're not stupid. They're getting the logistics expert. So it's a win-win-win. It's when things are of mutual benefit, that those are the best kinds of relationships.
Yeah.
When both parties
yeah.
openly embrace, like no game playing here, both parties openly embrace that they're both getting something out of the relationship. That's the whole point. If you're saying, I'm not getting anything out of it, then why are you in this
mm-mm.
relationship?
Yeah.
When you can really appreciate the mutual benefit, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, there's no nobility in sacrificing to the point that to no gain.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting you say that. This is kind of a segue into a little bit of work stuff. Like I get people who either they take the tour or they haven't taken the tour, but they've seen it. So I have quite a few groups that have approached me. We're doing a fundraiser. Can you donate?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a wine tour.
How about take
package.
A kidney, take an ovary? Let's go. Come on. Could you?
So,
yeah.
In most cases, I would say in most cases, I've been cautious with it, you know.
That's a lot to give.
They do it, they raise the money, and whoever receives it never calls in. It's like getting a gift certificate for something. And, you know,
getting
a
gift card,
I put,
right, and you never use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I put an expiration date on these things. And so they have
good.
A year. It's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, you only have 2 weeks to
right.
to book it.
Right.
So you better call me soon.
Yeah, when it expires, you know, if you have it in writing, that's like the Groupon
yeah.
you never used. I mean, hello.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it happens a lot. And that's fine. And so it's an opportunity. But so usually that's not been an issue. And what I've been able to do is when somebody has cashed it in and said, hey, I definitely want to do this, they ended up upgrading. So they actually end up paying a little bit for it because of the change in.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm like, you know, then we get a little something back, you know, maybe
right.
maybe we break even.
Right.
And that's fine.
And this is
so
let me just ask you a quick question. So in you supporting this charity or donating, what's the benefit? I mean, it's great, you know, to give, and I'm all for that. And
right.
So is it what's the basis for you to, or the grounds for you to accept, yes, I'm going to do this? Because does that mean that the expense, who's paying the expenses?
What we're donating is our service. So we cover the expense of the vehicle and the driver. So, yeah, if they do take it, if someone does, you know, whoever wins it does decide I'm going to do it.
Right.
Then like, I have ways of, you know, we build up points for reservations. So there's a way, you know, there's a way to do it where
it would be
we're
minimal.
Minimal. And if I drive it,
there
then,
you go. Right. So
you know,
okay, got
fine.
So I understand that. And then, is it for causes that you believe in, or you're just,
yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Okay. That's
in fact,
good.
The ones that I've said yes to, either I've worked with them in some capacity before, like as a volunteer back in the day.
Got it.
Or it's from people who are connected to me in my fraternity, and that's, you know, either that's where they send their kids. Like sometimes it's a lot of schools,
right.
or it's yeah. So I mean, these are the ones.
It's within
that
a context.
Like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, and then I have to think about the. You know, who are the types of people that would be going to this thing? I mean, and they try to promote that too, saying, "Oh, you know, we get a lot of people showing up to these fundraisers, and they tend to be, you know, from a particular, you know, income bracket." And I'm like, "All right, you know, that's fine because you do want people. This is not just like one of those things. Like, if you go on a wine tour, you have to be willing to spend money. You can't be cheap about it."
Yeah, that,
you know?
And also too, for you, you know, as managing the business, you want to. It could be good, you know, word of mouth is the best form of marketing. So if they love
right.
the service, right? So then, what's the issue about the whole selfless thing?
I've already donated something for, I guess it's upcoming, for a school. It's a friend of mine whose kids go there. But the contact is someone I've not met before.
Yeah, I hate
and
that.
So I've, you know,
right.
yeah, so I'm like, that's fine.
Right, like, yeah,
so she's been
friends.
Following up with me.
Yeah, she's following
you know,
up, but we've got no history.
She's been following
like
up
that.
With me.
Right.
Right. And she's,
okay.
So she's asked, I think she's asked for certain things. And I've been willingly, like, I've given her information. and then late, like, this last message was, you know, well, she's trying to do something on her end to make it a whole package. I mean, that's
well,
her deal. Like,
that's
I've
her,
already
that, that,
done
that's
my
her,
part.
That's her gift of purchase at the cleaning counter. Like, you already did
right.
your little five-piece set. Like, you're good.
Now she wants to know if we can increase, like, I think we do just, like, that's a wine tour for two people. Because in general, most people aren't bidding for them and their best friends and their family on the stuff.
Right,
like,
and those are your
me
terms,
and
that
person.
Keeps it manageable.
Right.
So you're not worried
right.
about, okay, now I have to upgrade to a bigger vehicle. Like, you know,
right.
you can accommodate two people for this free situation.
Right.
So what is she asking?
So she wants to know if we can increase the
no.
The size.
Nope.
So I mean, she had some. It was on voicemail, and I'm thinking, no, that's
no.
really not my deal.
No, no.
You know,
No.
Because she wants to make this package, and she's like, I think some women would go in on it. I'm like, no.
Not your problem. No.
Either you get the big submenders who can plop down money.
That's it.
For this.
Right.
For whatever you put together.
Right.
Or you don't.
No.
You know.
No. No. That's it.
Yeah.
And you can. I love to say it's policy. Blame it on policy. What's her name? Her name is Policy. Policy, yeah. Where people are like, would you do this? You know, the favor situation, I'm like, well, I no longer do it. The policy is that I no longer do this as it's backfired too many times in the past.
Right.
And that's the truth.
Right.
That's the truth. You know, or would you do this? No, I am at capacity. Like, there are just certain terms that you can use. That's it, and nobody needs an explanation, you know.
Right.
That's it. The answer is no.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So this one I'm going to just push back on and say, you know. And she's somebody that doesn't do it on email. She's someone, I guess, that likes to call.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I guess there's nothing
like
wrong
email,
with that.
But. Yeah. Do you have her email?
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere, but it's
cut your
fine.
Message.
You know, or she can just keep. You know,
she could just keep trying.
Calling me.
Oops, I missed that message.
That's what he said.
I don't know you like that. Keep trying, girl.
And then later today, I'm meeting somebody that's a referred driver from another driver, because I am looking to fill in some spots. She's a little bit older. And so I'm trying to be aware of this, you know, this is someone who is a people person, as far as I can tell. Very persistent. She called me like all weekend, but she called me every day.
Okay, girl.
Saturday, because the driver mentioned it, and I saw him Saturday morning, because I saw my driver Saturday morning. And he mentioned somebody, and I'm like, yeah, have her call or email me so I can send her information. So she called me like that day.
Okay.
And I had stepped away, so I'm like, I'm about to get into something. I'm not.
It's a weekend.
Calling her back. Yeah, it's a weekend. I'll call her. You know, call her Monday. But she called again on Sunday, so I called her Monday morning.
Okay.
And she does. I don't think she does email. And she says she has email, but you know, her computer is down.
Oh,
know,
boy.
Those kinds of things. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think you do email. I just don't think you
no,
do.
That, no.
And the reason why I wanted her to, because I'm like, you know, I send all my stuff electronically. I said this business was run online.
Hello, listen. People gotta step up to the technology.
Yeah. So she's actually gonna come to meet me like around the corner from my house. And I'm gonna, in part because I do need her. If she's available, I do need her.
Yeah,
I've told her on the phone. I said, look, you know, this business, I can't be like meeting you, or I can't put something in the mail to get to you. Like, it's got to get to you right away, and you have to figure out how you're going to download that stuff, how to print it
right.
out. You know,
right.
I'm not going to be your printer.
That's a deal breaker.
You know?
It's a deal breaker. No, it
yeah.
is. It's a deal breaker. Save yourself the headache. You know, mm-hmm. And I would say the real deal breaker, if this, because you know, some people they don't text. Forget it.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker right there, especially when you're dealing with logistics and schedules and.
Yeah. We touched base last night again. I said, because I had stuff to do. I'm like, you know, you can meet me tomorrow. And she said, well, yeah, you know, where do you want to meet? And I said, well, I'm going to text you.
Right.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm going to text you, and I'll meet you there at noon. So we'll see, you know.
Okay.
If not, I'm going to get my coffee and go.
You get your coffee, keep it moving. It's like, yeah, got to go on Dunkin'. Got to go.
Right.
That's it.
Because she seems nice, and she's obviously not going to phone. But also, you know, the person that referred her is the one driver who, you know, he's kind of hanging on by a thread because he does a good job when he's there. But
Right.
You know, so I'm like, you know, I don't want to perpetuate this, but I don't want to bring that into our conversation because I want to see her show up for who she is.
Right.
But
you're going to give her a chance, which is very fair, that you're not letting this other person cloud your judgment, which is good.
Right.
But, you know, you're smart to be slightly suspicious. And, yeah, let's see how it goes. Well, look at you, boss lady. That's
yeah.
Great. So do you, let me just ask you, completely unrelated, but I didn't want to forget from the when we were a couple minutes over on the last show and you had told me Marguerite had a question about her husband and the medication. We did answer it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to know if she, I don't know if she's listening today, but we did address it the last show, but in a nutshell, the answer was I was feeling a little funky about the medication.
Right.
So just
and she is in the chat room, so I don't know if she wants to type in anything. And I sent her a Facebook message.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So we'll see what happens. Just let her know. And the medication you said was, you know, I think we both agreed if you're having any kind of reaction to medication, like
right.
don't do it anymore and talk to your doctor and sound like a PSA. Talk to your doctor if you have
right.
these.
Right.
So, Marguerite, if you have any follow up, just let us know either way. Hopefully, he's doing all right. And something alternative can be found for him
mm-hmm.
for whatever he needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she may have stepped away, but she's in the chat room right now.
Okay.
We'll get a follow up when we get a follow up, I guess.
Yeah. Just wanted to mention that since that had occurred toward the very end of the show. I'm trying to think. What else? Yeah, nothing wrong with setting your terms and having boundaries in place.
Yeah.
You know, people are not shy. It's really funny. People are not shy about making their needs known.
Right.
They're not shy about what's going on. And it's so funny. It's like, okay, so we're here, like ladies in waiting. We are not ladies in waiting to see how we can, like, fix your situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's astounding. It's astounding to me. Thank goodness I don't witness this with most people. Thank goodness, but with enough people, though, the chronic self-involvement that's going on.
Mm.
I guess it's trickle down. I mean, look at our president. I don't want to say our president, but just the chronic, like that, that's like the energy to the conclusion.
Right.
Of what's around you. It's a little frightening.
Mm.
And it's not to disagree with, by any means necessary, do what you need to do. That's fine. I get that. I really get that. But to be inclusive of who you're reaching out to, what's
mm-hmm.
the benefit that they get? Or how can we collaborate? Or thank you for your expertise. Or here's a check for your services. Or how about that? I mean, it's amazing. And I have friends that are brilliant at what they do. And we have had the same experience where we'll be contacted about a certain situation, project, or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to be the one to bring up the money because you're spending a long time getting to all this minutia. That's nice. Why don't you call your project minutia? Because now we're like, okay, we're splitting the atom here about how important this is and how much you need me. But I don't want to be the girl to bring up, you know, your budget.
Right.
That's the kind of oblivious self-involvement that I'm talking about.
Mm.
Just acknowledge who you're talking to. You know, even if it's like the person trying to freestyle the donation for the benefit.
Right.
You know, I really thank you so much for providing the service. I think it's great. Just want to know if there's other, if there's any options, because I was thinking about expanding it. You can email me at your convenience. Hello, how about, it's called accommodation. doesn't cost you anything. Called accommodation.
Right.
Yes, I think you'd be a great value to this project. Would love to discuss your rate. How about that? Then we can split the atom.
Right.
About your amazing project. Because until then, it's not going to be amazing, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I just find it fascinating. Or let's say somebody wants to, that I don't know, wants to meet up to discuss a project. So I always have like a litmus test. And it's like, I'm not cheap. I can afford my $4 coffee. I'm good.
Right.
I don't need that coffee.
It's all right.
Yeah. But if you're not paying for that $4 coffee, I already know this project is going to be a disaster. If it does not occur to you that you're getting a free consultation because you're picking my brain in the guise of, come on, I've been down that street before. Like, you had no intention of hiring me. You just wanted a $4 consultation in a Starbucks cup. Don't get it twisted, people. Like, accommodate and acknowledge and celebrate the brilliance of who you are considering. And it doesn't even mean a work type of thing. Consider the brilliance of whoever it is that you are communicating with. Again, I think I'm on day 30 of Course in Miracles. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Girl, and boy, is it teaching you how to see things. That's why I bring it up on the show, because it's so fresh in my mind. You know, so
that's
actually,
good.
Yesterday's lesson and today's lesson, it's like, nope, you see, you know, they say see the God in all things. Above all else, I choose to see God in all things, or above all else, I choose to see love in all things. Yeah. All about shifting perception. And the thing that has really impacted me, and any people who've done Course in Miracles, you know what I'm talking about. I'm a newbie. I got 335 more lessons to go, whatever, because it's 365, so I'm on lesson 30. About the majority of our thoughts, and it's so true, it's staggering to me, are what they call attack thoughts. It's brilliant. And then segue, I go to see John Leguizamo and his solo show. I really liked it. I didn't love it. I've seen everything he's done. I liked it, but I didn't love it. It was good, but not amazing. All right. But one thing that he points out is that Freud had this theory of just to a marginal degree, we will judge because we have this primal need to feel superior. So, you know, because your philosophy, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I know I'm saying it like whatever, but yes. So that was very impactful, merging with perception, choosing to see the God, the love in all things, and acknowledging that basically most of our thoughts are attack thoughts that we're either projecting on the outside or on the inside, but usually it's both. And then Freud's theory, I think it all kind of circulates together. And it's really all how you see and then how you perceive and how you feel. Fascinating. So we have that, and I don't know, you could answer this probably better than I could, because I don't know. With Freud's theory of that, you know, that minor degree of difference to feel superior, is that unconscious survival of the fittest? Is that what it comes from? Where does it come from?
I think it could be. I mean, that even survival of the fittest is a mindset. You know, it's
right.
It's something that has been observed in the natural world, so you apply it to yourself.
Right.
And that is one way. And it can certainly, if you have that framework, then you think, okay, well, that's just how the world is. So then everything is that way.
Right.
It is interesting because I feel like I grew up in that environment where, and I think anyone who hangs out with a bunch of women, you can get that kind of petty, catty kind of,
right.
Oh, well, look at those shoes or whatever, so a group of women or like a drag queen.
Hello.
It's like ramped up. But you can kind of feel the pain around that because I feel like it's something that is probably done to them and that's what they receive. So they got to do it to somebody
the
else.
Rejection.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So until you can see beyond that, and a lot of times we see it, but we don't see it. Like, you know, it hurts somebody, but you don't know how to stop doing it. So you don't you just keep doing it.
Look
and
at
then
the
you
LGBT,
just continue to feel guilty.
Right. The cat fight.
And you continue to,
and
you continue to feel guilty.
Right.
Until you have those inner moments of saying, I just don't want to be that person anymore.
Right.
And so, that's when you decide it stops here. It stops here with me. I don't
right.
want to do that.
Right.
Until you decide what it is you want to spread, because you know it hurts people, because it hurts
right.
you.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it comes, what it boils down to is when you feel it and you realize I'm just perpetuating this, because now you see how everybody around you
right.
Is not really who they are.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So it's and we're over time, but we'll pull the thread together. But that really sums up attack thinking, attack thought.
Right.
So in Freud's case of coming up with this theory, what was that tied to? Like the ego?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a sense of self, like how do you identify, and if when we get into these comparisons, obviously, you want to feel like you're the better person. Well, I'm not
right.
like that. You kind of do that.
But it's almost like, I'm going to be the better person and forgive. See, right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right
there.
I mean, and because I really didn't read a lot of Freud.
Right.
Anyone who's read Conversations with God.
Right.
He's like Freud. He has a beard like Freud.
He's very Course in Miracles, this guy. Right.
Yeah. Neil Donald Walsh
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So his books, that whole series of books, I have all of them. It really talks about, your place in all of this. And,
right.
So part of why you go through the stuff you go through is just to experience self. Experience source, experience God, but you can't do it if you're all one. That's all you know.
Right.
So yeah, you are all one, but now you're also a particular dimension or a particular facet of that one. So you can't if you can't see how you are, then you have no sense compared to what. I mean, that's what it was like. So what does it mean to feel like God? So that's what it all comes down to, is that,
right.
Well, now we get to do it. We get to do it in these different forms, even though we're all from all the same stuff and from the same place.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, we just got deep the last, 8 minutes of the show. We went from Puerto Rico to Freud. Anyway, great that we just had the opportunity to, as Sunday we were so busy.
I know.
It's great
that
we were able to just have a nice conversation amongst the two of us. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Wonderful conversation as always. And in the meantime, Puerto Rico! And in the meantime, remember to follow the feeling to you. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love
ya. Bye.